What's up? What's good?
What's really, really good?
We hope you guys have been enjoying the season so far, because we have.
Right. All good things.
All good things. This week should be no different. We're going to dive into another dating trend. So grab your snacks and your wine.
Your coffee.
Whatever. And let's get into it. Oh my God.
Welcome back to Cosign.
Hello.
Last week we went over breadcrumbing and ghosting. Had some hilarious.
Not my favorites.
Not our favorites, but had some really funny stories. And, you know, it's kind of sad stories that were sent in that we read to you guys. So this week, we're going to be covering slow dating and online / virtual dating.
Yes. Slow dating, which at first I didn't realize. I'm like, what is slow dating? Well, it means a person spends more time getting to know a potential partner and works to create a deep connection before taking things to the next level. So that's dating to me. Not just like, why is it slow? If that's slow dating, what's fast dating? You know, what's super speed? I don't get it.
And I guess it's speed dating.
Right. That's true. You know, just 5 minutes, every 5 minutes, you're just seeing someone else.
You know.
So I feel like there's been a shift in the attitude towards dating, don't you think?
Yeah.
So according to Bumble, which if you didn't know what Bumble was, it is a dating app. 38% of users on the dating app said that the 2020 lockdown made them want something more serious when it came to a relationship. What's more interesting, though, is 55% of modern-day daters are now waiting longer to meet their matches in real life. And because of this, it's no wonder that this style of dating has become more popular over the last year. But is slow dating right for you?
So Dr. Christopher Jones, who's a sex therapist, and he's also the creator of the podcast Confessions of a Sex Therapist, says that he's heard from many people that they're, quote, tired of being alone. And he thinks isolation from the lockdowns forced a lot of people to recognize that. Before the pandemic, many people lived busy lives with a lot of social activities, which really didn't make serious relationships a priority.
So while everything is open now across the United States, who's to say that things will ever be normal? You know, I don't think we'll ever go back to what normal used to be. So that means that taking things slow is pretty convenient.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Especially for the people out here who have children.
Yeah.
You had to do the whole virtual school thing. And just from seeing parents that we know talk about what a nightmare that was.
Praise to you.
You know, most people didn't have a lot of time before the pandemic.
Right.
And then the pandemic added on all this extra stuff. So there's a Dr. Jones, says that he typically recommends a slower pace in relationships in general, which I feel like is kind of common sense.
Right.
But he says it allows you to really get to know your partner on an intimate level, and he doesn't mean sex. It's important to recognize that during the initial phases of a relationship, things are typically based on attraction. And the attraction can be so intense that it completely blurs your judgment on actually getting to know the person, like their likes, dislikes, habits, and other behaviors. So when we take things a little bit slower, it does allow us to make informed and practical choices that increase the longevity of a relationship.
I agree. Wholeheartedly, I co-sign that. And that's the reason why we've heard the phrase, oh, the honeymoon is over, the honeymoon phase is over. Our intimacy levels and needs change, and at some point you have to pay attention to the characteristics of said partner that you may have overlooked because of lust or the initial attraction. So when we take things slower, it does allow you to make informed and practical decisions that, like you said, increase the relationship long term.
It's funny that we had to make this a dating term to me.
Right, slow date. I feel like that's just common sense.
It's just,
let me get to know you.
Right.
Especially, and this is the difference to me. Slow dating, I feel like when you don't know the person.
Right.
So I feel like when you have already been friends with someone and maybe that friendship is turning into a relationship or in any way, I don't necessarily feel like slow dating might be right for that because you should somewhat know this person already.
Right.
Now, if you don't know the person and you've met them on a dating app or via social media, this might be for you.
So, got a story that was sent in to us by one of our listeners. me and Ken's talked about what was said here, and I actually agree with a lot of this, and a lot of this makes a lot of sense to me. So, here's a positive story for you guys. She said, I met my significant other through Tinder, and we've been together for almost a year. Our anniversary is next month. I remember feeling that online dating was so shallow since you're basically swiping yes or no solely based on looks. However, if we are all being realistic, and I know no one wants to really admit this, but we do that in person when someone approaches us anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What I liked about online dating was the ability to cut it off immediately if it got uncomfortable or weird before meeting, which I agree.
Yeah.
I always really liked the convenience of being able to date or feel it out without going out constantly. I'm not much of a bar person on the weekends. It's honestly great for people with busy lives. On a negative note, I swear some people are addicted to it for validation, and that's where things go south very quickly.
I can see that.
I can't believe I'm saying this, and I'm probably going to hell, but I was a habitual ghoster. If it's early in the getting to know each other and you disturb my peace, you have to go. When I say disturbing my peace, I mean negative comments about others, having zero ambitions, and just being outright disrespectful. I don't have the time or the energy to listen. A lot of times with those individuals, I know I would have just got an earful for cutting it off, even if it hardly started in the first place. I've also been ghosted as well. It's not a great feeling, but I'm just glad the universe took them out of my life because ultimately it aligned for something much, much better.
So this one kind of fuses together with last episode of ghosting and then this episode of online dating. And I agree with everything she said.
Yeah.
Everything that this person said. I can see how, and I don't, you know, I've never actually really tried online dating. I don't feel like I'm the personality for that.
Yeah.
But I can see where it can work with people who are busy or may have children or what have you. And I can also see where ghosting, like we talked about last episode, where there's certain circumstances when it becomes okay.
Right.
And I feel like the online dating realm, that's probably a normal, natural thing, especially if you're just swiping yes or no or left or right, or you kind of like swipe yes and then you match with someone and then you kind of start talking and realize this is probably not going to work out, then you just don't respond anymore. I get that.
Yeah. And I'm with you. Online dating's not my thing personally. I know people who do it and have been doing it and it's been successful for them. More power to you. If I'm going to be interested in dating someone, for me personally, I really need that initial interaction to see if I even like your energy.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like you can get as much of that online as you can a face-to-face interaction.
Right, which I feel like most people, like she said, I don't feel like most people start online dating with it just to be online. Right. I feel like that might just be a way, like a segue to meet someone and then you have that face-to-face interaction.
Yeah.
So you kind of get the best of both worlds. Now, what I really love about her story is when she was talking about how, you know, she's been ghosted. And I love the fact that she just kind of owned up to the fact that she's ghosted too before.
Yeah.
But the fact that she has been ghosted, it's not a great feeling. But the part about being glad that the universe just took them out. Like I said before, if this person chooses to ghost you, let them.
Yeah.
Like, they're not the one for you. And don't obsess about it. Don't question yourself. Just move along. There's going to be somebody that's going to like you.
Absolutely.
You know?
And I'll co-sign that.
We're back. So let's segue over to online dating, right? We talked about slow dating and what it was. 30% of U.S. adults say they have used a dating site or a dating app. A majority of online daters say that their overall experience was pretty positive. And out of that 30%, 12% have married or have been in a committed relationship with someone that they met online. But other incidents highlight how dating online can become a venue for harassing behavior, especially for women under 35. So, for example, 60% of female users ages 18 to 34 say that someone on a dating site continued to contact them after they said that they were not interested, while a similar 57% report being sent sexually explicit messages or images they did not ask for.
And this is the instances where I was saying ghosting is okay.
Right.
Where you've been up front and they are just not getting the message.
Right.
So we're going to go through 10 online dating no-nos.
No-nos.
Don't do it, people. So number one, being too eager. Nothing shouts desperate like being too eager. It can start off flattering, but pretty soon it becomes weird, and the person's probably gonna go running.
They're running away from you, definitely. Lying, number two. There are huge lies like not actually being single or nowhere near being a millionaire, right? Like, these are lies that we're aware of. These are pretty big ones, and you try to look out for. But what about those smaller lies, like actual height or weight or age? Or children or no children. Those make you a completely different person.
We call this catfishing.
Yeah.
Okay. Number three, sexual innuendos. And this is a huge one. We are not prudes, guys.
No.
But sexual innuendos have a time and place.
Yes.
And on a first date or when you don't know someone is not that time. And let me just throw it out there. Asking for nudes, just don't.
Don't do it. Don't even, and guess what? Unsolicited nudes, don't send them.
Right.
We don't want to see that little one-eyed snake.
We don't.
I promise.
And I can promise you, if a girl wants to send you nudes, you won't have to ask for them.
Right.
Period.
Number four, asking for personal info. It's okay to ask questions to get to know somebody, but asking for personal information when you hardly know the person is weird, baby. Don't be asking me my social security number, how many, you know, family members I have.
Right, that's my address.
That's weird.
Yeah. Number five, winking. So, guys, on some dating sites, you can wink at someone you like. It's kind of like, poking someone on Facebook?
Yeah, don't poke me, by the way.
Weirdo. Okay, so brilliant, but think of how it can be perceived.
Right.
If someone just winked at me and that was it, I would think, okay, did they just wink at everyone?
Right.
To see who bites back? Are they too tight to pay the membership?
Right.
And a wink is as far as it's just ever going to get. A wink is okay if you follow it up with some interaction and a message.
Absolutely. Number six, sketchy photos. Sketch ball. I think this one's pretty self-explanatory, but blurry or old pictures do not sell you at all. So think about it. If you're online dating, you want to meet somebody, right? Put your best foot forward. You may have looked really hot when you were in your 20s or your 30s, and the pictures are great, but if you're not in your 20s or your 30s anymore, do not use that picture.
Right.
Use a current photo and not the one your grandma took when half your head is cut off and it's blurry.
Facts. Number seven, and this is a huge one, reply timing.
This goes like...
For everything.
For anything. Not just online dating, but you get it.
If you take forever... People think that you're not interested or just not serious in general. On the other extreme, if you reply before the other person is even finished pressing the send button, you're gonna come across too eager.
Right, like we said, number one. Don't let me respond. Let me get my thoughts out.
Yeah.
Then that's called a conversation.
If you see the bubbles popping up, just take a breath.
Right. Don't get too excited. Number eight, thinly spread. This one's easy. Don't be like a kid in a candy shop and have your hand in all the candy jars, okay? Don't do it all at once. If you match with a few people, start with just a few people. Because not maybe everybody will reply. But don't just be sending a mass group text to all your matches and be like, hey, gorgeous. And all of them are getting the same message. Be a little creative.
Remember... If you're especially only dating in your area, a lot of those females probably know each other.
Right. And know you.
And they talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do be talking.
We do. Number nine, not knowing what you want. Mm. Sometimes daters go headfirst into online dating without actually knowing what they want at all. Save yourself and others the heartache and the headache. Work out what you want before you sign up.
And work out what you want if you're dating in the real world.
Right.
Okay? Some of us in the real world, we want you to figure your shit out before you come knocking on our door too.
We don't want to be your mom or your therapist.
And your babysitter. Last but not least, boring messages. Okay. You might like ferrets. Okay. You might like wolves. You might like the stars and aliens. And, you know, you think they're the titties. But potential dates might not be into what you're into. So read your messages back to yourself before you hit that send button. Is it boring to you? Are you yawning? Has it put you to sleep? Even if you've thought half of a yes to any of those questions, rethink the message, brighten it up a little bit, and then send it.
Right, because if you're bored, I'm definitely bored.
Right. Because you might get the context of what you're saying, but if I don't, I'm going to be like, let's end this conversation pretty quick.
Right. You know, we're talking about swiping, what to look out for. Now we're going to talk about when you're actually meeting an online date for the first time. These are very important. So these are 6 things to be thinking about when you're going to meet up with someone.
Before we get into these all should be at the forefront of your brain. They should be common sense, but just in case they're not.
Number 1, do your homework, okay? Most people today have a social media. Check your date's social media accounts. Are there any photos or activities that make you uncomfortable or scream a red flag?
Right. Number 2, tell a friend. Always. I think we've said this before.
Yep.
Always tell a friend where you're going to be, your date's name, how long you're expected to be out, even send them the location.
And even, you can even go as far as, hey, I should be home or wrapping it up about this time, check on me.
Right.
If you're meeting someone you don't know for the first time, this is just safety in general. Number 3, keep it short and always, always meet at a public place.
That goes without, I don't even think we need to say nothing about that. Number 4, refuse a ride. While it may seem polite, wait until you know them a little better before accepting to get in their car with them.
Yeah. And because you're not only getting into a car with someone you don't know, they're going to know where you live.
And what happens if the date is going really bad and now you're in the car with them, now you don't have a ride home.
Right.
Not that there's, you know, there's Uber and Lyft and whatever else, but again, like Sam said, they know where you live now.
Number 5, and this goes without saying, trust your gut. Is a little voice in your head telling you that there's something unsettling or off about this person you're meeting for the first time? Listen to it and do not be embarrassed to cut things short.
Absolutely. Trust your gut, baby. And number 6, be upfront about what you want. We literally just said this. Don't rule out any non-romantic relationships either, but you always, always, always want to be upfront and honest about what you're looking for.
Yeah, and you never know. Yeah. You could go on a date and be like, you know what? They'd actually be a great friend.
They are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but romantic partner? Maybe not, but a really good friend.
Yeah.
So our story before, she was talking about how her online dating experience worked out really well. She had some pros and some cons. So let's dive in a little bit deeper about those pros and cons of online dating. Pro number 1. As of March 2021, 40% of all Americans have tried online dating in some capacity. So if you're afraid that you'll be made fun of for doing it, think again. eHarmony and Match.com combined have over 40 million members. Apps like Tinder have 50 million users. And at least 10 million of those that are on these sites are said to be active on a daily basis. So there's plenty of fish. And that's a site too.
It is. Another reason people love dating sites so much is how convenient it can be. Gone are the days, guys, of sitting through the awkward blind dates. Most dating sites match now based on compatibility and personality. So you'll answer some questions like, what's more important to you, sex or love? Is your astrological sign important to you? Could you date someone who's very messy? And a lot more than that. So this personality test guides users towards their best match.
Right, and you'll meet people who you might have not crossed paths with without the internet. Your world is no longer limited to the people who you went to school with or live in your hometown. Online dating allows you to meet and connect with people who you wouldn't have met otherwise. So if you're interested in a particular type, orientation, or lifestyle, or you live in a rather isolated area, online dating gives you the access to potential partners.
Absolutely. And guys, did you know that 1 out of 5 relationships start online now? So we're living in a digital age. There are so many social sites, dating apps, And they give you tons of ways to meet and build relationships online with new people.
So a lot of pros to online dating. But when there are a lot of pros, there are a lot of cons.
Yes.
So let's dive into them. Online dating has disrupted more traditional ways of meeting partners. And its rise also comes at a time when the norms and behaviors around marriage and cohabitation also are changing as more people are delaying getting married or they choose to remain single.
It's a crowded digital space, guys. Yeah. And while it's great to have so many fish in the sea, it can be exhausting to have to weed the good from the bad. Plus, some people find it difficult to stick to one site or app, which only makes the whole experience stressful for some people.
You know what's also in the sea? Trash. There's trash in the sea. When you're trying to get out your big fish, remember, you might get a piece of trash. Con number three, the creepers. If you decide that you're going to try online dating, just be aware of them. They're everywhere. In the real world, too.
And this next one goes hand in hand with that. The liars, guys. Sometimes it's hard to tell because people lie.
It's not a surprise.
This is not a surprise. And unfortunately, many users do lie on their profiles. Men users most commonly lie about age, height, and income.
And their hairline.
We learned most men don't know what 6 feet really is from the pandemic. Okay? Whereas females lie about weight, age, and their physical build.
I'm attacked. Okay. The next con. Some sites have users that rate your picture, meaning that if you get a high enough rating on your pictures, that the site is going to make your profile more visible. And this can take a toll on somebody whose self-esteem is kind of low, and they're already trying to put themselves out there. So that's...
be a little discouraging.
Yeah.
Also, it's hard to evaluate a match without any physical interaction.
Like I said.
Online dating allows you to initiate a relationship with someone new, but it doesn't mean that you should let it be the foundation of that relationship, right? Online dating can be a con when the relationship only exists online and does not include any face-to-face interaction.
Yeah. This next one should come... that's no surprise. It kind of leans into the lying part. The catfish. This goes without saying. You never actually know who is talking to you on the other side of the screen or the phone unless you've already had a face-to-face meetup.
And let's be real. There's a whole MTV show about this. Yeah. Okay?
They're everywhere.
And going off of catfishing, guys, most sites do not conduct background checks or verify information. Remember that. Okay? You may come across people with criminal records, people who are already married, or people who are just mentally unstable.
Right.
Always be cautious when you start talking to someone new.
Which I feel like that should be some sort of a law. Sites should be at least a background check or verifying what the information in the profile, if it's correct or not, but, you know, whatever. Last but not least, your best chance is still meeting through a friend. So despite online dating being very useful and convenient, statistics currently say that you're more likely to meet the one by being introduced through a mutual friend. So just like dating in the real world, online dating can be tough, and there will always be pros and cons to any dating scenario.
To wrap that up, Mackenzie has another story that was sent in to us by a listener. So she's going to share a little bit of that experience with her online dating story.
So this person actually has some pros and cons that she listed for herself, which is great. She says, "Hey friends, so online dating is right up my alley. So I did online dating for many years. It wasn't until about 6 months to a year after I met my boyfriend that I stopped using online dating. Once I met him, I kind of stopped for a little bit. I did go back every now and then, but nothing ever really came of it. Him and I met online 6 years ago and have been dating for 3 years and 10 months, and we are best friends. Some of my pros are, you get to meet so many different people, and you never know where one may have come from or what they've experienced, but you get to learn about it all, which is really interesting to me."
Good way to look at it.
All right. Her cons: how sexual people make it, and not just the men. Women can be just as sexual as the men, which we know, and the randomness of it all just was a huge turnoff for me. I'm not a fan of receiving random pictures I didn't ask for, and I'm really not big on being too sexual with people that I don't know, so meeting random people that are that way was hard for me to get past from day one. Another con is all the different fake profiles. Like, are these people really who they say they are? You never really know. So my best piece of advice is to never meet someone from an online profile alone and always let someone know where you're going to be and who you're going to be with in case something were to come up or something didn't go as planned. Also, never meet at somebody's house. Always meet in a public place and never go to their house until you feel comfortable doing so. These are just my thoughts.
Co-sign all of that.
Literally everything we said before we read her story.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, look, they've been together almost 4 years.
And
so
they're best friends.
It does work out for people. To wrap up today's episode, some final thoughts. How do you feel online dating? Would you do it?
I never say never.
Yeah.
Do I see myself or foresee it in the future? Currently, I don't think so. But again, you never know. Like, what happens if there's another, heaven forbid, there's another lockdown and you really can't go outside?
Right.
You know, and you're not with anybody and you want to kind of have somebody to talk to. I can see where it's appealing.
Right. And I'm with you. I'm not going to say never. You never know.
I'm someone who just enjoys the initial interaction. Like, yeah. I do enjoy going out. It doesn't necessarily have to be in a bar or whatever. There's plenty of places you can go to meet somebody without it being in a bar setting. I'm a people watcher and I like to observe people, and I just feel like I can't do that. I can't doing online. So,
and one thing I really liked that our second listener sent in was talking about, don't go to their house for the first date. Like we said, go in public.
Right.
Public. Like,
if they're inviting you over,
that's not a real date.
That's not a date. And what are you entertaining that for? Absolutely not.
What we say in the last episode, the subtext of that text
is a booty call.
Booty.
And it doesn't even have to be a booty call. What if it's 3 p.m. in the afternoon? Why am I coming to your house at 3 p.m. on a Tuesday when we literally could go
have coffee?
Do something.
Right.
I'm not coming to your house, bro.
Agreed.
Overall, I enjoyed the online dating conversation. If you guys enjoyed it, or you have thoughts, or it sparked up a story, or someone that you know has gone through something like this, send those stories in.
Definitely.
We're getting DMs on Facebook. We're getting DMs on Instagram. If you want to DM us on Instagram, it's co.signpodcast. There's also a link in the bio where you can send us a voice message, and you'll hear yourself on a future episode.
Absolutely. And just remember, if you send us a message and you don't hear us read it right away, we're waiting for the perfect episode that it relates to. That's all it is. Like she said, we've gotten quite a bit. There are a few that we haven't responded to quite yet. We're sorting them out, but we appreciate you guys listening, taking the time to just send those personal stories in the first place.
We love it.
We love it. Absolutely love it.
So they will get read, or you will hear them. We swear.
We promise.
But make sure, guys, if you are an Apple user or an Apple listener, go on Apple Podcasts and rate and review us. We really, really appreciate it. We've gotten a few ratings so far. We love to get those numbers up.
It's awesome. And we love you guys.
Every Tuesday, you already know the drill.
We gonna be here.
New episodes every Tuesday at midnight, y'all. All
right, guys. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Oh my god. Oh my god.